What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Hey! Greetings, Funksters, and welcome to the Thank Goodness It's Funky Show. And thank you for making us and KVSH a part of your day. I'm Bob Stolk, your musical guide on this fun audio adventure exploring all the wonderful funk music that has been produced during the past 6 decades. And for this show, I'm going to be sharing with you some of the funkier tunes that George Duke has produced. Like that tune we just heard called Reach For It, which is the title song from an album he released back in 1977. So, what's up with that trombone riff at the start of the program? Well, not known by many, George Duke knew how to play the trombone. As a matter of fact, it was that ability that won him a trombone scholarship to attend the San Francisco Conservatory of Music, where he got a degree in trombone and composition. And that musical snippet? Well, it's from a Frank Zappa album titled Chunga's Revenge, released back in 1970. So, has George Duke's music always been funky? No. He covers a lot of genres and styles in his musical playing, which made him extremely popular as a session player and producer for a multitude of artists like Anita Baker, Gladys Knight, Melissa Manchester, Barry Manilow, the Pointer Sisters, Smokey Robinson, to name a few. He really didn't get into funkier music until around 1974 with the release of the album Feel. Duke's released 32 studio albums, 8 live albums, lots of collaborative albums, and 47 singles. That's quite a body of work. You may be familiar with him through his pop tunes or jazz tunes, or possibly through his collaborations with Cannonball Adderley, Jean-Luc Ponty, or the Mothers of Invention and Frank Zappa. Well, maybe not as familiar with the last one, unless you're a follower of Zappa. It was his work with Jean-Luc Ponty that got many to know his name. Both Zappa and Adderley wanted him in their bands after they heard him do that. Let's move ahead to 1978 with some tunes from his Don't Let Go album.
Now that the bridge is on this side of the border.
Give me some of that.
Why don't y'all come on over here with us? You wanna walk the water? And if you push your seat, a skunk shake his rump, tell him to come on over here for some
snake funk in the dump, baby.
Now we got this stick that will set you free. All you got to do is take a closer walk with me. And we got this thing that's full of magic tricks. So come feel if you will the magic of the Duke Stick.
We want to play for you.
Play, mama.
Feel a thrill.
Funky in the dumpy.
I've got this magic wand that's guaranteed to make you come to me, baby, to set yourself free.
Where the Duke is it?
My magic wand can do almost anything. Spitting fire, making rains. But most of all, it can make you spread your wings and fly away.
Talk to me quick.
Let me know.
Let me know, baby.
Bye.
step up to the funky shit, mama, and get your wick up. Flick a bit. Sing it, children. Cause the Dookie Stick is aware of all, each and every one of y'all, and beckons you to come on through with the skunk for the punks of America.
Talk to me quick.
This magic wand possesses. Let us all confess that we have seen what we do not believe in.
What you gonna do now, Andrew Goo?
Oh, but tell me about Eve. Sheila.
She got dropped off.
Duke is saving the funk. Duke, oh, company saving. Get Booster a booster.
Y'all ain't got nothing to worry about because I got action.
Back up on it, baby.
Clack bar.
This is the TGIF show here on your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon, where we are hearing some of the funky tunes that were produced by George Duke. And I have to say, I got very energized by that last tune, I Am For Real, which is from Duke's Follow the Rain album. Before that, two funky tunes from his Don't Let Go album from 1978, starting with Dookie Stick and followed by the tune Don't Let Go. Duke describes his type of playing as more like the Grease, the funky, soulful kind of playing that Chick Corea didn't do, and Herbie Hancock had a little different take on it. His music came more out of the church gospel type of feeling, which is what he brought to jazz. Classically trained, it was his cousin who got him into jazz, and that was just the start of Duke's exploration into new musical styles. And then he honed in on the funk.
Name that tune.
Open the bottle, baby.
I just need a left and a right.
Who has the card screw?
Code that. Can I get a smile? Pull it, boost. Say it.
Thank you.
is that all that's on your mind?
TGIF show on your island connection, KVSHLP Vashon, 101.9 FM, and streaming on thevoiceofvashon.org, where you can listen to a couple of my past shows and the other wonderful and informative shows we produce here at The Voice of Vashon. This is the TGIF show on your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon, where we're getting to know the funkier tunes produced by George Duke. Like his tunes in the last set, starting with Pluck, also from his album Follow the Rainbow, followed by Games from Master of the Game, and finishing with Guilty from his 1989 album Night After Night. So how did Duke get inspired to play the piano? At 4 years of age, he became interested in the piano. His mother took him to see Duke Ellington in concert and told him about this experience. Here's his take on the story. I don't remember it too well, but my mother told me I went crazy. I ran around saying, "Get me a piano! Get me a piano!" He began his formal piano studies at the age of 7 at a local Baptist church. So, was he always this wild and creative in his music? Well, according to various interviews, Duke was a straightforward classical and jazz piano player until he met and joined the Mothers of Invention and Frank Zappa, who pushed him into a whole new perspective with music, that of pushing the boundaries of musical genres, mixing it all up like a stew. Plus, Zappa was responsible for getting Duke into playing a synthesizer, something he'd never considered before one appeared on top of his Fender Rhodes one day at rehearsal. And the rest is history.
me for? I'm talking about them sweet things. I'm talking about them D things. I'm talking about them treat things, Dookie treat things.
Hello. I want a snack
and treats. I'm bringing them.
Thank you. Yeah.
And that was Mercy, done by George Duke here on the TGIF show on Your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon. And before that, Dookie Treats and Ain't It Funky Now. Well, funksters, we've come to the end of another wonderful audio adventure here. I hope you'll join me next week for another one. Or you can visit the TGIF show page on voiceofvashon.org and check out the other shows I've posted there, as well as the other shows we produce here at the Voice of Vashon. To close out the show, I've selected the tune Ashtray from Duke's 2013 album Dreamweaver, the last album he released before his passing. I know for many, he will be missed. So, until next time, remember to keep it funky. Bye!